ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Elon Musk, one of the world's richest men, spent more than $260 million to help President-elect Trump's campaign. He's enjoyed a spot in Trump's inner circle since, including his vocal opposition to spending bills that were defeated in Congress this week. The former governor of New Jersey, Republican Chris Christie, a one-time Trump advisor, tells ABC the Musk-Trump relationship carries an end date.
It ends when Trump believes that something has gone wrong and he needs someone to blame. And Musk becomes the person to blame.
U.S. military says two Navy pilots had to eject from their F/A-18 after it was shot down in a friendly fire incident over the Red Sea. One suffered minor injuries. Today expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season. AAA says most people traveling by car, but nearly 1,700 flights in the U.S. have been delayed so far today. This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, is due in court again tomorrow in New York. ABC's Phil Lipoff in New York says he'll be facing state charges.
Initially, his attorney says there was some confusion, at least on her part. She thought he would be facing state charges of murder in the first degree with a furtherance of terrorism. But the federal government charged him with four charges, including murder as well. So he was taken to federal court first. If found guilty, on the federal charges, Mangione could face the death penalty. He faces life in prison on the state charges.
The FAA and the National Park Service approved a plan to prohibit commercial air tours over the Canyon de Chelly National Monument in northeast Arizona. Park superintendent says this protects these lands' cultural and spiritual significance to Navajo Nation. Critics say these tours are dangerous. Supporters say they allow older people and those with disabilities to see the sites. I'm Brian Clark, ABC.
Mostly cloudy today, a bit warmer, but somewhat breezy with a high of 31. Winds will be south-southeast, 8 to 17 miles per hour. Cloudy and staying milder tonight with a low of 28. Mainly cloudy and mild tomorrow. A slight chance of drizzle in the morning with a high of 37. And some clouds will linger tomorrow night with a low of 28. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 14 degrees. And under mostly cloudy skies, our current temperature is 25 degrees.
WRCO 100.9. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white.
Santa Claus. the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought along some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, say all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I wanna see a lot of snow. Yes, if you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I want to see a lot of snow, a lot of lovely, lovely snow. Let me have a little snow, snow, snow. Oh.
Old toy trains,
little toy tracks,
little boy toys,
coming from a sack,
carried by a man, dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the sky. Boy toys,
coming from a sack,
carried by a man, dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed?
We are somewhere in space. A tiny dot in the universe, reserved for the human race. And as our planet obeys the laws of gravity, nature, and time, we must look to the heart to find our part that we play in the grand design. Finest hour.
Only with love
will the stars up in heaven
keep shining down. We're here to love.
From the ghetto to the Holy Land,
we're here to love.
Somebody's needing somebody's hand, and it's time that we all understand we're here to love. Some will lose their souls to the power of gold and all that it may possess. They count their blessings by the things that they own, never learning that more is less. But from the moment we're born until the fading light and all the seasons that turn in between, it's the love that you give in the hour you live that's the measure of the life you lead.
We're here to love.
Oh, we've all got the power.
Falling in love.
Ah, it's our finest hour.
Only with love
will the stars up in heaven
keep shining down.
That was Ronnie Millsap with We're Here to Love on Country and Community, WRCO. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till 1 o'clock today, and that's because we'll be bringing you the Cinnamon Bear at 1 o'clock. So be sure to stay tuned for that Christmas classic coming up this afternoon. Time right now is 11:15. Temperatures now up to 25 degrees. Winds are out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 14 degrees. That's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And it's kind of iffy out there for cloudiness. It's been... I saw a little blue out there earlier, but it looks like the sun's trying to come out. So mostly cloudy conditions out there, and hopefully you're having a great Sunday. And, of course, we don't have Green Bay Packer football because they play on Monday night against the New Orleans Saints. But because of that, that's why we're bringing you the Cinnamon Bear today, so you can have some fine programming. And also, if you want to listen to sports, the Wisconsin Badgers are hosting the Detroit Titans, and they're going to be playing at the Kohl Center. And tip-off for that game will be at 1 o'clock today, and you'll be able to hear it on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Also online at WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Happy holidays from Meyer Oil and LP. They appreciate their customers for choosing them this year and look forward to a bright 2025 together.
Winter weather is the time to have the coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center. We're ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. We also want to take the time to thank all of our loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon in downtown Richland Center or give us a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Merry Christmas from everyone at Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
On Monday, January 6, 2025, join Partners for Prevention for the Community Dinner and Strength in Connections event at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with a delicious free dinner prepared by Jody Presch featuring roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. After dinner, stay for an inspiring talk at 6:30 with parent coach Mary Gugisberg, who grew up in Waniwak. This special event is an opportunity for parents, caregivers, and community members to come together to explore how we can foster true belonging and strength in connections. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP by January 2nd, 2025 by calling 647-6131 extension 1516 by the 2nd of January. Come for the meal, stay for the conversation, and leave feeling inspired to build a more connected, inclusive community. Don't miss the community dinner and strength in connections event Monday, January 6th at RCHS. Call today to reserve your spot, 647-6131 extension 1516.
The Simons Recreation Complex wishes you health and happiness this holiday season and throughout the new year. The greatest gifts we can give to our friends and family is the gift of health and fitness. Simons has membership specials for you and gift certificates in any amount for that stocking stuffer or secret Santa gift. Find out more at Simons Recreation Complex in Richland Center.
The holiday season is a great opportunity to spend time with your loved ones. It's also a great time to reflect. I'm incredibly thankful to be part of the WRCO team that's also like a second family. Of course, I am also thankful for my family, friends, and you, the listener. We have something special here in Southwest Wisconsin, and I look forward to what the future has in store for 2025. Merry Christmas, and happy holidays to you and yours.
See ya. mind as to the lowly manger. The shepherds and the kings did come to welcome in the stranger. Who sends this song upon the air to ease the soul that's
That was New Edition with It's Christmas All Over the World. Before that, we heard from James Taylor and Who Comes This Night. Our time is 11:29. Temperature is at 25 degrees right now. The winds have died down a bit now. We're down back down to 3 miles per hour, making it feel more like 19 outside. So that ain't quite as bad as it was earlier. Of course, we got those mostly cloudy conditions on this 22nd day of December. And then for tomorrow, the Ryan Chambers 12 Days of Christmas Bake Sale is being held from 10 to noon at Kelly's Coffee in Richland Center. And that will also be held on December 23rd and 24th. Proceeds raised will go to the Ryan Chambers Scholarship Fund. And Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 to 6:30. All are welcome.
WRCO FM 100.9 is pleased to carry on the holiday tradition of bringing you the adventures of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.
My, our adventurers really are in a pickle, aren't they?
Hear the old-time radio classic, The Cinnamon Bear, this holiday season on WRCO Radio. We present it again as we have for many, many years. The Cinnamon Bear can be heard on Sunday, December 22nd at 1 p.m. and on Christmas Day at 9 a.m. The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com is made possible by Hennick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Door and Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Hillsboro Equipment.
Do you have a Walk with Grace related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
Ring in 2025 with WRCO's Triviathon. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Triviathon fun game competition between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at WRCO at 608-647-2111, and you'll be ready to play Triviathon. If you'd like to just play along at home, that's great, too. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Osborne Stump Removal, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, Cardinal Glass CG, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. Join us for Triviathon New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight on WRCO.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM
100.9 WRCO.
Way out in West Texas, where the Clear Fork waters flow, where the cattle are browsing and them Spanish ponies grow, and the northers come a whistling and the old dust devils roll, and the prairie dogs are sneezing and a freezing from the cold, where the lonesome tawny prairies melt into the airy streams, and the double mountains slumber in heavenly kinds of dreams, where the antelope are grazing and the lonely clovers call. It was there that I attended the cowboy's Christmas ball. The music was a fiddle and a lively tambourine, and a big bass violin ported by stage from Abilene. The room was togged out gorgeous with mistletoe and shawl, and the candle flickered frescoes all around the merry walls. The women folks look lonely, and the boys look kinda treed, till the leader commenced to yelling, "Hey boys, let's all stampede." And the music started sighing and wailing through the hall as a kind of introduction to the Cowboys' Christmas ball. The leader was a fella that come from Swenson's ranch. They called him Windy Bill from a little dead man's branch. When he commenced to holler, "Now fellas, take your pen. Lock horns with all them heifers and rustle them just like men. Salute them lovely critters, now swing them and let them go. And climb the grapevine round and round, now boys, all do-si-do. You mavericks, join the roundup, just skip the waterfall. Boy, it was getting active at the Cowboys' Christmas ball." Oh, gosh. Tolerable skittish and the ladies powerful neat. That old bass violin music made us jump in with both feet. That wailing whiskey fiddle I never will forget, and Windy Bill kept singing and I think I hear him yet. Oh yes, boy, chase them squirrels and I cut them to the side. Doc Hollis to the center and Crosby Charlie's bride. Put around that gentle kitten, now rope them and balance all. Hey, it was getting happy at the Cowboys' Christmas ball. The dust rose fast and furious till we all just galloped around. And the scenery got so dizzy that Z-Bar Dick went down. We buckled to our partners and told them to hold on, and shook our hooves like lightning until the early dawn. Don't tell me about cotillions and polkas, no siree. That whirling Anson City, it takes the cake for me. Oh boys, I won't forget you, and I often will recall that lively gated soiree called the Cowboys' Christmas Ball. Oh no, I won't forget it, the Cowboys' Christmas Ball.
Santa! snow. So darling, let me tell you, on this day of days, baby, you're my Christmas present, my Christmas past, my Christmas always. In the night, church bells ring, their message of cheer, and somewhere candles sing, soon Santa will be here. And this I swear as into your warm eyes I gaze. Baby, you're my Christmas present, my Christmas past, my Christmas always. So on this silent night, let me hold you tight and make you know just how good love can be. There's no gift of hope and no treasure untold that's as precious as you are to me. Toast, my darling, as my glass I raise. Baby, you're my Christmas present, my Christmas past, my Christmas always. You're my Christmas always.
Through a city. change you, but it ain't me that's been changing from what I can tell. Snowy night, catch the light, shining bright, angels sing. Here below, children know, faces grow, bells.
That was Blake Shelton with I'll Be Home for Christmas. And our time is 11:49, temperature 26 degrees. And coming up at the top of the hour, I'll be bringing you the news at noon. I'll have local news, vital statistics, and weather, as well as sports. Then we'll have a little bit more music up until the 1 o'clock hour, and that's when we will be bringing you that holiday classic, the Cinnamon Bear. And that'll be going up. Be on from 1 till 7 today. Also, it'll be on Christmas Day at starting at 9 a.m. as well. And then also after the Cinnamon Bear this evening at 7, Old Country. We join Old Country. Sorry about that. I had to think for a little bit. Yeah, we'll be joining Old Country and Bo Hendricks. And Bo will take you up with some classic country music up until the midnight hours, all right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts, like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade, and more for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end tonight. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Meyer Oil and LP is grateful for another year of support from their amazing customers. They wish everyone a Christmas filled with love and a new year full of possibilities.
It's magic and memories.
Magic and memories.
Wonders and wishes.
Wonders and
when it touches
wishes,
your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Where I grew up, we always had plenty of snow by Christmas time. Our lawn was tiny, but large enough to hold the jolly snowman we would build in preparation for the coming of Santa Claus. We would name him Oliver or George or Jim or any other name that didn't take too much thought. He was a typical snowman, two lumps of coal for eyes, chips of coal to form the upturned smile, another lump for the nose. An old piece of cloth served for a scarf, coal for buttons down his front, and any kind of headgear that was too worn for wear. At night from my upstairs bedroom window, I'd stare down at George or Henry or Mike as the street lamp cut a path through the dark. He was a sentinel, a watcher, a heralder of when Santa arrived. At least, that is what we dreamed. He was a friend to us that never slept, a buddy that kept watch, a part of Christmas for an 8-year-old. So very, very long ago. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
The residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills wish you and your family all the warmth of this holiday season has to offer. Have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year filled with peace and joy.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Diamonds, rubies, sapphires, garnets, amethyst. What's your favorite jewelry? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and it's Christmas. We work all year to have the best jewelry at Christmas time. So many rings, necklaces, earrings that you might have a hard time choosing which one to get her, or maybe get her a full set of matching pieces. Full no-interest financing available with approved credit for those larger purchases. So, need a stocking stuffer or need a once-in-a-lifetime gift? We are here for your Christmas shopping needs. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel.
Bindle Tire and Auto sends warm holiday wishes to their incredible customers. Thank you for making this year a success. Here's to a joyful holiday season and a fantastic new year.
This holiday season, Cardinal Glass CG is reflecting on the incredible support they received. They wish all of their customers joy, peace, and a wonderful new year.
Hi, this is Adam Hess from WRCO's Weekend Wake Up. I would like to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. This time of the year, I reflect upon the truly important things. My loving wife, the children and grandchildren, my great friends and coworkers, the fantastic listeners that join me each weekend on the radio and social media, and the many blessings that have been placed upon me. May each of you find the love and peace of this time of year all year long.
Great music for the great
WRCO.
Adoremus, venite.
Do Mi Do.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The new year will bring confirmation hearings for some of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, some more controversial than others, but Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania says he'll have a process.
There is going to be some that I will vote yes, and there's some maybe that I'll vote no, but nobody can accuse me of just saying I had a closed mind, or I just said no because Trump picked this person.
One of those nominees, Marco Rubio for Secretary of State, creates a vacancy in the Senate from Florida. President-elect's daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, announced on social media she is taking her name out of consideration for that appointment. U.S. military says a friendly fire incident led to the shootdown of an F-A-18 fighter jet over the Red Sea. Two Navy pilots ejected, one with minor injuries. The incident's under investigation. And more than 2,000 flights delayed today in the U.S.